Masechtas Baba Basra, Daf Lamed Beis, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, and we're in the middle of discussing a case where there was a machlekes between Rav Nachman and Ravo. The scenario was Zeli Mishal Avesai v'Zeli Mishal Avesai, and Hayais is Sadi Davosa v'Ochlo Shnei Chazaka, and then Reuven brought Edim that the land belonged to his family, and he also used the land for 3 years, and he had Shnei Chazaka. And although originally Shimon did not bring Edim that the land belonged to his family, but Shimon did bring Edim that he used the Sadeh for the same 3 years as Reuven used the Sada, and he also has Shnei Chazaka, and certainly regarding the Edus of Shnei Chazaka, so there was a din of Trey or Trey, and therefore command the Lesei, and therefore Rab Nachman stated, Uki Achilu Bade Achilu, Vuki Ara Bechaska Basa, and therefore he said that Reuven has a right to this field, since he's the Marakama, and he brought Edim that testified that the land belonged to his family. And the Maisa, they passed like Rab Nachman, and they passed in that Reuven had a right to the Sada. Then at a later point, Shimon went and he found Edim that actually were able to testify that his family owned the Sada. At this point, Rav Nachman wanted to change his psak, and he said, even though we originally paskin that Reuven has a right to the Sada, however, now that we actually have Trey or Trey, both Benegea, Edus of Chazaka, and Benegea, Edus of Avasa, as Rashbam stated, so now they would remove Reuven out of the Sada, and the din would now be called on Gavar. And as Rav Nachman pointed out, and as Rashbam explained, Shemilaglu Habriyas al Bezdin, that we're not concerned that maybe people will make fun of Bezin, and they will say that what type of Bezin overturns and reverses the Psakim. And we saw that Rava and some said Rav Zeira, as well as Rav Menuhin of Besuria, they asked a question of Rav Nachman from a Braisa b'negiya the din of Eishes Ish, in which we clearly saw that Rav Nachman Abiesi was definitely Chayshish Lizalusa the Beidina. Therefore, originally Rav Nachman was going to be Chayza and was not going to take the Sada away from Reuven. However, ultimately, as the Gemara tells us, that Rav Nachman went out and actually took the Sada away from Reuven and made the din called on Gova according to the Rashbam, and according to Ritva, he said that Shimon should have a right to the Sada since he was originally in the Sada. And the Gemara explains that it's not that Rav Nachman made a mistake and he actually forgot that this question was asked on him, but the reason why he changed his psak is because at the end result he realized that we should not be Chayshus Lizus of the Beidina, and therefore he felt that it was proper to overturn his original psak. And the reason why he changed his mind is because he was Talia Bashli Rabbi, and as we explained, that he was Toilet Psak in great ropes, as we will see in a moment from the Mishnah Maseches Ksubis, that this refers to Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that all of them will hold that Lizalusa the Beidin, Aloy Chashinon, and we want to make sure that we paskin correctly, even though we will overturn and reverse an earlier Psak of Bezdin. Rashi Maseches Beir tells us Talia Bashli Rabbi, Bechavolim Gedolim Vegasim, Shekoshalin Natek, that is referring to large and very thick ropes. That's very hard to break them. Rashi Maseches Avodah states, Chavolim Ovim Chazokim V'yesh Omrim B'ilonis Gedolis K'moy V'yitel Eishol, and the Lashon Ashli comes from Lashon of Eishol, which means a tree. And our Gemara begins that where do we see that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel all agree that Lizilusa the Beidin Alei Chashinon? The Tan, as we learned in Mishnah Maseches Ksubis, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yehuda states, Imayim Lekuna Al Piyed Echad, that if there's a question if a person is a Kohen and therefore he's allowed to eat truma or do the avoda the base of mikdash or be noisy as kapav and duchin by just having an eid echad, you would not be able to prove that he's a kohen, and this person would not be able to act as a kohen. The Mishnah will continue and explain exactly in what case where Rabbi Yehuda was discussing, and the Mishnah will have machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel to explain the words of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mishnah continues, Amar Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar explained the words of Rabbi Yehuda that Ein Masai, when did Rabbi Yehuda say the din that Ein Mayim Lekuna Al Pi Eid Echad Bizman Shiyeshel of Urin, that is only specifically in a case where they already ate him that came and said that this person is pasul lakuna, and therefore you can't be mayim lakuna al pi eid echad once you're already to ate him that pasul lakuna. However, Blazer continues, aval in love oirin, but if there are no edim that actually pasul him, and there's only a kol ba'alma that stated that this person is not a kohen kosher, and for example, there's a rumor that this kohen is a ben gusha merchlutza, and therefore he's pasul lakuna. So in that scenario, certainly Rabbi Yehuda would agree that yimayim lakuna al pi eid echad, and as long as there is an eid echad that testifies that this person is not a ben gusha ben chalutza, then you'd be kosher lakuna and you don't need to aid him. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel, I remember Shimon Rav Shimon ben Askan, Rav Shimon Gamliel said over the name of Rav Shimon, the son of the Skan Kohen Gadol, referring to Rav Chanin and Skan HaKohenim, that mal lakuna al piyed echad, and he argues on Rav Elazar, and he holds that you could be mal lakuna even al piyed echad. And the Gemara now explains that l'chira, there's no question that Rav Shimon Gamliel would not argue on Rav Elazar and state that even though they were to aid him, that actually said that this person is pasul kuna and that he's actually a ben gushim and chlutza, that one aid could now come and be ma'il l'kuna al peyed echad. And therefore, it must be that when Rav Shimon ben Gamliel stated that ma'il l'kuna al peyed echad, he must be talking about a similar case to the case of Rabbi Elazar, where although there was a call that stated that this person was ben gushim and chlutza, so it's still a din that ma'il l'kuna al peyed echad. And therefore, the Gemara is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Hainu Rabbi Elazar, it comes out that the din of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is exactly the same as Rabbi Elazar. And what is the machlekes between Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar? Therefore, the Gemara states, v'chitayman, if you're going to tell me erechad ikur benayu, that the nafkamina between Rabbi Elazar and Shimon Gamliel is in a case where there's an eid echad that came and said that this person is a ben gusha ben chlutza, and then you had another eid echad that came and said that he's not a ben gusha ben chlutza, and on that Rabbi Elazar stated that bezmash yishal of erin, that even in a scenario where there's only one eid that passes this person and says that this person is ben gusha ben chlutza, even so the din is that imayin l'kuna p'eid echad, and if you have another eid that comes and says that this person is not a ben gusha ben chlutza, you would not be able to be machshir the koyin, and the koyin would not be able to do avodo, eat truma, or duchin. And as the Gemara states, Rabbi Elazar Sava Arachad, that as long as there's one aid that actually is ma'ara and says that this person is not kosher lakuna, then an erechad cannot be machshir lakuna and emayin lakuna al piyed erechad. And of course, this would be a chumra of Rabbi Elazar. We continue on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Sava Eretrei. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that the only time we say emayin lakuna al piyed erechad is only if there were two aidim that previously came and testified that this person is pasul lakuna, and therefore certainly you can't have an eid echad that comes as ma'il l'kuna al piyed echad when they're going against two eidim. But certainly Rav Shimon Gamliel is mekel, and he argues in Rav Elazar, and he holds that if there would be only an eid echad that said that this person is pasul lakuna, then the din would be that ma'il l'kuna al piyed echad, and as long as another eid comes and says that we know that this koyin is not pasul and he's not a ben gusha ben chlutza, then it'd be kosher l'kuna. Gemara continues that this can't be the pshat at the machlekes between Rav Elazar and Shimon Gamliel, because of Rabbi Echran, as Rabbi Echran taught us, Divrei HaKol in Era Pachos Mishnayim, that all agree if you have less than two people that testify, that would not be considered Era. And therefore, when Rabbi Elazar stated, Eben Saib is Mashiachal of Erin, it must be talking about two Eidim, and we can't say that Rabbi Elazar was talking about a case where it was one Eid that actually was Ma'ara and claimed that this person is not Kashal Kuna. Ayn Rashbam, who states, that it's not clear as to where Rabbi Echran said this halacha, but ultimately we see that the word Era is not less than two Eidim. However, Ayin Tesis that he states, Rabbi Echran ikadvar b'hach mishnah ma, that in the Chanam, Rabbi Echran actually said this memra on this mishnah and on the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Shimon Gamliel, behind the comma divrei akol, and when Rabbi Echran used the lashon of divrei akol, behind Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar, the ayri ba'irin, and he's referring to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar who are discussing a case of irin, and he tells us that the machlekes between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar is specifically talking about a case where there were two Eidim. And at this point, the Gemara is back to its original question as to what is the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And the Gemara explains, El Eretrei, that really the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is certainly the case where there were two Eidim that came and testified that this person is not kosher l'kuhuna, and we're talking about a specific scenario that there was original chazaka that this person's father was a kohen, and therefore this person was actually acting as a kohen, and he was doing that voidah, he was eating shuma, and he was duchening. And let us call this kohen Reuven, v'nafagla kolod ben gusha ben chlutzahu, and then a rumor started that Reuven was ben gusha ben chlutza, and therefore he's a cholol, and he's pasal avoidah, and he's pasal lakuna. And as Rashbam states, v'achtinei menakuna atchiyiptik v'sadova, that since there was a kol, therefore Bezdin wanted to investigate the matter further, and therefore they temporarily pasal this kohen, and they temporarily issued an injunction that the kohen cannot do that voidah until they finish their investigation. He wouldn't be able to do the avodah and act as a kohen. And as Rashbam says, shemayli hibikuna, as this is a mayla bikuna, and even though generally this may not be halacha, as we would say that since there's only a koil, so uki gavra chaskosei, and we would say is kasha, but since he was a kohen, therefore there's a special mayla bikuna, and Bezdin want to be sure that he's actually a kohen, and therefore temporarily they said he's pasul. Then an eid echad came and testified that Reuven was a kohen gomer, and he's not a ben gusha ben chlutza, and therefore Bezdin actually reinstated him, and he said he could actually do that voidah, and he was considered a full-fledged kohen. But also Beitrevamri, the ben gusha ben chlutza, vachtinei, and then two actual edim came and testified that Reuven is actually a ben gusha ben chlutza, and therefore they actually paskin that this kohen cannot do that voidah, and this wasn't a temporary injunction, but it was a permanent din, and they paskin that he can no longer do that voidah. However, finally, va'ase edechad va'amed the kohenu, and then another edechad came and testified that Reuven did not have have a psul nichus, and he was not a ben gusha ben chlutza, and he was a full fledged kohen, and he should be able to do avodah. And at this point, there's a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Shimon Gamliel as to the status of this kohen. And the Gemara continues and explains udukul alma mitstafel la'edus that certainly both Rabbi Elazar and Shimon Gamliel agree. And although originally there was only an eid echad that stated that Reuven is a full fledged kohen and he's not a ben gusha ben chlutza, and it was only after there were two eidim that paslim that another eid came to Bezdin and said that Reuven is not a ben gusha ben chlutza and he's kashal kuna. And even though these two single eidim not testify at the same time, we would still be mitzvah to eidus, and certainly we look at their testimony as if there were two eidim that testified that Reuven is not a ben gusha ben chlutza and he's a kohen gomor. If so, what is the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Shimon Gamliel? And it must be the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Shimon Gamliel is v'chayish l'zelusa de beidina, as Rabbi Elazar sava kibin dachtin le meskin le the chayshin l'zelusa de beidina, as Rabbi Elazar holds that in ma'in l'kuna al piyed echad, and since the world already oirin and we already took this kohen out of the kuna and we already passed him l'kuna, so at this point Bezin will not go and reinstate the kohen, as l'maisa that will be embarrassment to Bezin and it will be zelusa de beidina, and Rabbi Elazar is chayish l'zelusa de beidina. However, Shimon Gamliel argues with Rabbi Elazar and he holds that ma'in l'kuna al piyed echad, that since you have that second aid that was a single aid that came and now testified that Reuven was not a ben gusha ben chlutza and was a kohen gomer, so now that there are two aidim that state that Reuven is a ben gusha ben chlutza, we also have two aidim that stated that Reuven is not a ben gusha ben chlutza. So uku trei lebahati trei, certainly Reuven has a right to be reinstalled as a kohen, because ultimately uki gavra chaskasei, and number one, we know that originally his father was a valid kohen and therefore he has a chazaka that he's a kohen kosher. And number two, originally after there was a call, there was an echad that stated that he's a valid kohen, and we already said that he could be a kohen, and therefore, although at one point we said that he's pasul kuna because there were two eidim that testified that he's pasul kuna and he's a ben gusha ben chlutza, however lemaisa we're not chayshil and zelusa beidina. Now that there's trei or trei, therefore we will be uka gavra chaskasai, and we will reinstall Reuven as a kohen kosher. And as the Gemara states, Rav Shimon Gamliel sava ananachtin and badnam meskinalei v'zelusa beidina loy chayshinon. In order not to interrupt the flow of the Gemara, let us continue, and then we will get back to the Rashbams. As Maskler Rav Ashi now asks a question that he hochi, if you're going to tell me this pshat and the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Shimon Gamliel, my yirchad, I feel between Ami and Lefi Rabbi Elazar, why would the Mishnah give a case where there was only one aid at the end result that came and testified that Reuven is kosher as a kohen and he's not a ben gusha ben chlutza? And it's mashma that only in that case we would say that imaylin, because it's elusive lebeidina, as the Mishnah stated, imaylin al piyed echad, man sheyesh lav oirin, as the Rashbam is medayik, ha'al pishnayim maylin, and it's mashma that if there would be two eidim at the end result that testified that Reuven is kashal kuna and is not a ben gusha ben chlutza, then it would be maylin al pishnayim, and we would reinstall Reuven as a kohen. But as the Rashbam continues, afilu trei asu b'hadei adadi nami b'pam shniel Rabbi Elazar maskinalei, that l'chayr according to Rabbi Elazar, even if there would be two eidim that come and testify that Reuven is a kosher kohen and he's not a ben gusha ben chlutza, we will still be unable to reinstall Reuven as a kohen kosher, as l'maisa he was already taken out by Bezdin and with chashin and zelusa de beidina, and therefore there can't be pshat in the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And therefore the Gemara states elam Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi explained the kule amalei chashin and zelusa de beidina, that certainly Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel all agree that we're not chayish zelusa de beidina, and once Bezdin finds out that he paskin wrong, then certainly Bezdin should retract and Bezdin can overturn that earlier psak, and we are not chayish zelusa de beidina. As Rashbam points out, v'hainu ashli Rabbi Dilel, and this is what the Gemara meant beforehand when it stated Rabbi Nachman was toil his din in the Ashli Ravi, referring to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, and Shimon Gamliel, that all agree that was Zelusa de Beidin aloy chashinon. And if so, what is the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Shimon Gamliel? V'hachav will tzav edis kamefli, and the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Shimon Gamliel is if we can combine two separate witnesses that testified at different times. And since the case of the Mishnah Maseches Ksubis is dealing with a scenario where there was one eid that testified that Reuven is kashal kuna and is not a ben gusha ben chlutza, and then there were two eidim that testified that he was a ben gusha ben chlutza, and then another witness came and testified that Reuven is not a ben gusha ben chlutza, so the two single witnesses did not testify at the same time, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can't combine these two single witnesses, and it's as if you only have one witness testifying that Reuven is not a ben gusha ben chlutza, and that's why he stated in Ma'ilun Kuna al piyed echad, and as Rabbi Elazar stated, Bizman Shiesh Lav Oirin, when there are two eidim that testify that Reuven is a ben gusha ben chlutza, and certainly one aid cannot beat out two aidim, and therefore, as we will see, Rabbi Elazar is going like the sheet of the Tanakhama. However, Shimon Gamliel will hold like the Shita Rab Nosson, and he will hold that even though the two separate Edim said the Haggadah's Edus at two separate times, we could still be Mitzarev to Edus, and therefore it's as if there are two Edim that stated that Reuven is not a Ben Gush Ben Chlutza, and he is a full-fledged Kayin, and therefore we now have Trey Utrey and Uki Gavra Chaskase, and since his father was certainly a Kayin Kosher, and at one point Reuven himself served as a Kayin, so at this point, even though there were already two Edim that said that Reuven is not a Kosher Kayin, and he's a Ben Gush Ben Chlutza, and at that point, Bezdin Paskin, that he's Pasul Kuna, and even though they removed him from the Kuna, but Lamaisa we hold that we're not Chayish Zuzul Beidina, and since the proper Psak right now is that he's a Kosher Kayin, therefore we will reinstall him as a Kayin, and the Gemara will now bring down the Machlekes if you can mistar of two separate witnesses, or you can't be mistar of them, and let us point out that the first part of the Brisa has nothing to do with our Sugya, and as the Rashbam points out, that since we're bringing down the end of the Brisa, therefore we bring down the complete Brisa, and as Rashbam states, Al Kachi Brisa Shlema Bishliza Burya, Mshum Gur the Sefer Nokat Resha. Gemara states, if we plucked the Hain Tanoi, the Machlekes between Belezer and Mshum Gamliel is similar to Machlekes between the following Tanoim. Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa in Mesech Sanhedrin, Lo Ilum Ein Indus Mitzarefes at Shiru Shneim Kechod, that the testimony of two separate witnesses can never be combined unless both witnesses are testifying regarding the same Isa. And as Rashbam explains, La Fuke, and this comes to exclude Echad Im Befonei Avov, Echad Im Befonei Hoidalei Lov, that if an Eid Echad comes to Bezin and states that Reuven owes $100 to Shimon because I saw that Shimon lent $100 to Reuven, and then another Eid Echad comes at the same time and he says that Reuven owes $100 to Shimon because Reuven was made to me that he owes $100 to Shimon, and since they are not testifying regarding the same Isa, so the Tanakhama holds that it can't be Mitzarev, and Rabbi Shimon ben Kocha Ima, Afilu Bezeach Hazeh, Rabbi Shimon ben Kocha holds that they could be Mitzarev, and even though they aren't testifying regarding the same Isa, ultimately both Edim are testifying that Reuven owes $100 to Shimon, and therefore we have two Edim that testify that Reuven owes $100 to Shimon, and their testimonies would be Mitzarev, and we could combine them, and it's considered as if there were two Edim that testify that Reuven owes $100 to Shimon. Rashbam states, Rabbi Shimon ben Kocha is actually being mechadish to us, that even if the first Eid testified that I saw Shimon lend $100 to Reuven on Sunday, and then the second Eid testified that I saw Shimon lend $100 to Reuven on Monday, and certainly they're not talking about the same $100, that even so, the Eidus could be Mitzarev, as ultimately we have two Eidim that state that Reuven owes $100 to Shimon. And as Rashbam states, V'tanakama sova, and Tanakama argues from Shimon ben Kocha, and he holds, I'm running to Kamaset Hai, like Kamaset Hai, V'havale l'gabim money, chatzi Eidus, V'tamar m'far shapu Sanhedrin, mikor m'svara, and the Gemara m'sechle Sanhedrin, it goes through in Machlekes between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon ben Kocha, and it brings Psukim as well as Svaris. And as we explained, that this part of the Brisa is not necessary for our Gemara. However, the Brisa continues, Ve'ine dusim iskemus bebezin at sheyidu shneim kechod. And as Rashi Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed states, V'stamhi, that this psak that we just mentioned is a stam Brisa, V'loi Rabbi Shimon ben Kocha kama, and it's not a continuation of the words of Rabbi Shimon ben Kocha. And Tanakama holds that when you have two Edim that want to testify, the only way they will be mistarf to Edus is only if they testify together. However, even if both of these Edim actually saw the Maisim together and they actually testify regarding the same Maisa, but one testifies on Sunday and one testifies on Monday, then we could not be mitzarev to Haggadah's Edus, and we would consider each one of their testimony as if they testified as an Eid Echad. As we explained, Rabbi Elazar would hold like the Tanakama, but Mokim Sheyesh Ayrin, if there were already two Edim that testified that Reuven is Pasul Kuna, then even though there was one Eid that stated that he's Kashul Kuna, and then after the Haggadah of the two Edim, there's another Eid that testifies that Reuven is Kashul Kuna, then since Rabbi Elazar holds like the Tanakama, then we can't be mitzarev the two separate Haggadahs of two single witnesses, therefore we have two Edim that testify that Reuven is Pasul Kuna, and we only have one Eid that testifies that Reuven is Kashul Kuna, and therefore in Ma'il Nukuna, Piyed Echad. However, Rab Nassan argues with Tanakama, and he says, that there is no problem to be mitzvah of two different Eidus, and even though one Eid testified on Sunday and one Eid testified on Monday, we could still be mitzvah of the Eidus, and in our case as well, even though there was only a single witness that testified that Reuven is Kosher, and then there were two Eidim that came together and testified that Reuven is Pasul, and only afterwards did one more Eid come and say that Reuven is Kosher, was still mitzvah of the two single witnesses, and it's as if there's Trey Utrey and Uki Gavra Chaskose, and that's why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said over the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Askan, that Ma'al Lekuna Piyed Echad, that once you have the second single witness, then you can be Ma'al Lekuna, because at this point it's considered like we have two Eidim, since we mitzvah both of the single witnesses, and they become like two Eidim, and therefore it's Trey Utrey and Uki Gavra Chaskose. And keep in mind that certainly Rabbi Elazar would agree to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Chazal that if there was a case that two Edom came to Bezin and they said that Reuven is Pasul Kuna, and Bezin actually said that Reuven is now Pasul Kuna, and they were Achtenei. However, ultimately, if two Edom come together and they say that Reuven was Kashul Kuna, as Lemaisa is not a Ben Gush Ben Chalutza, so then we would have a case of Trey Utrey, and then we would say Anan Achtinan, Anan Maskinan. Certainly, Rabbi Lezer agrees that in that case, Lezadusa de Beidina, Loi Chashinan, and we reinstall Reuven as a Kayin, and he would have full dinim as a regular Kayin. Before we continue with the next case of the Gemara, let's point out a few ideas. Number one, Taisa Diva Maskal in Irapach Mishnayim points out that even though we stated that in Irapach Mishnayim, and the only way that we would actually remove someone as a Kayin is only if there are two Edim that actually testified that he's Pasul. However, a moment later, the Gemara stated, and Taisa bothered that how could it be that would be Vachtine if we stated that in Irapach Mishnayim, and Taisa points out, however, certainly once there's a rumor that he was a Ben Gush Ben Chalutza, then we would remove him as a Kohen, at least temporarily. And also keep in mind that although originally we wanted to say that the basis for the machlek is between Rabbi Elazar and Shimon Gamliel, is goof whatever Rabbi Elazar holds that was Hashinon Zalusa Beidina, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel held that was Zalusa Beidina Lech Hashinon, and if so, Lechayr Tzarech Bia, because originally we said that there was a call that Reuven was Pasul, and even so, once there was an Eid Echad, even Rabbi Elazar agreed that we would certainly have the Kohen reinstalled as a Kohen, as the Gemara stated, and we clearly see that we reinstated Reuven, even though Bezin already removed him from being a Kohen, and L'chair, how could we do so? If L'chair, that would be Zilusel de Beidina. And on the fifth of the wide lines of the Rashbam states, V'haydasku me'kor al p'yed echad, habol ha'shpes ha'kol, lav Zilusel de Beidina hu, d'maydachtine b'shvil kol ba'almuhu, u'kdei lachsov ha'leisa, ach shivduku ha'dover rednu, and they only removed him temporarily, and therefore it's not considered Zilusel de Beidina, as this was the whole purpose of removing him, and everyone understood that Bezin is actually just investigating, but ultimately everyone understood that this was not a final psak, and therefore everyone understood that Bezin potentially will reinstate him, and Hilkoch ki hodim maskilei leke zlusa, avkashrunu al pi edim min adinar adnu. However, once there were two edim that testified that Reuven is paslakuna, and he was a ben gusha mechlutza, so certainly when Bezin paskin that he's paslakuna, that was the actual psak Bezin, and it wasn't a temporary psak, but it was a permanent psak, v'chodim maski ik zlusa, and therefore when they will reinstate him, that would cause zlusa de beidina. Ainin tesis divo maskil v'nafgle akol v'achtine, that Taisis points out that the word Vachtine over here does not mean the same as the word Vachtine after the two Edom came. And Taisis points out, Lav Dafkachtine, that they didn't actually remove him and it wasn't a Psak, Al Klaimim Memeli Yorad, because there was a call that said that he's Pasul, therefore Memeli he wasn't doing the Avodah, the Dafkachtine, Mayaskine, but Ikizilus to the Beidina. At least in this Pshat of Taisis, he doesn't seem to hold like the Rashbam, but Lekal Memo, Lekizilusa, Al Ksharidu, Beis Pamim, and you can't say that the only time the Zilusa is only if Bezin actually removes him twice, the Bishmaitzimucha, the Afil Bechodazimna, Ikzilusa. And Taisa continues and brings a second shot, Inami, Harada Gemura Kama, that when the Gemara stated, Venafla Kola Vachtine, it meant that Bezin actually removed him, Meleka Zilusa de Beidina, Elahechadar Ridu Ali de Edus, and the only time that's an embarrassment to Bezin is only if they remove him as a Kayan, and they did so while Pi Edus, and they were to aid him, Albayrada Shalidea Kol, Lekazilusa, which is exactly like the Rashbam seems to be saying. Finally, the Gemara gave a very intricate case where there was originally a Chazakah that Reuven's father was a Kayin, and then there was a call that Reuven is a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, then there was an Eid Echad that Reuven is not a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, then there were two Eidim that Reuven is a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, and then there's an Eid Echad that Reuven is not a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza. Ayin Rashbam, four lines from the top of the Amid, V'chol Zeh Yitel Loshen Hu B'loi Tzayach, that this entire case is a bit extra, the B'loi Kol Nami Mesuk Meshmaitz Shaper, as even if we wouldn't have the call involved, and there wouldn't have been a rumor that he's a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, our Gemara could be explained very well, Bein Echad Machshem Ekara, that it was an Eid Echad that came and said that Reuven is kosher as a Kayin, Bein Echad B'soif, and then there was an Eid Echad at the end, V'shnayim Edim Oyrim Bein Tayim Kinnim Farash V'ozol, El Mishum Hachi Nokalei, the reason why we discussed a case where there was a call, the Boil Meim V'Osa Eid Echad, V'Omer the Kayin Gomu V'Askinei, Til Mai Osa Eid Echad L'Akshirai, as if not for the fact that there was some sort of rumor, and therefore people were thinking that this person is not kosher Lakuna, certainly since his father already had Chazaka that he's a Kayin kosher, so there would be no reason why an Eid Echad would come forward and would testify that Reuven is kosher as a Kayin and that he's not a Ben Gush Ben Chalutza. And as Rashbam says, Elam Kin Yatzalab Pasul is Kaidim Lachain, unless there was already a call that in some way that they were trying to say that Reuven is Pasul, and therefore an Eid Echad stepped forward in order to say that Reuven is kosher and he's not a Ben Gush Ben Chalutza. The Gemara continued with this ninth story. Ahud Amal Chavri, my boys by Ara, Reuven went to Shimon and he asked him, what are you doing in this land? If I'm the Marakamo, and he brought a raya that it belonged to his father, and Amalei Minoch Savinta of Hashtara, and Shimon said that I bought the sada from you, and this is my shtar. And as Rashbam points out, that Shimon did not have a chazakah and did not use the sada for 3 years, but Lemaisi still has a shtar, and therefore Shimon should be able to win over Reuven. And we continue on Daf Lamed Beis and Beis, and Amalei and Reuven said to Shimon, shtar zayfuhu, that I never wrote the shtar, and this must be a forged document, and you don't have shnei chazakah either, and therefore I'm the Marakama and I have a right to the sada. And the Gemara tells us, gachin lachish leil Rabba, that Shimon went and bent down and whispered to Rabba in order that Reuven should not hear, and he stated in shtar zayfuhu that while it's true that this is a forged shtar, and I'm made to Reuven, however, me shtar mal yahavali beirkas, I originally had a valid shtar, and I lost that shtar, but mean and I said, inket hai biyadai kaldu, at least I will bring the shtar, even though it's a forged document, but at least this way I'll be able to protect my rights, as certainly I did buy this from Reuven, and ultimately Reuven is the one that's lying over here and trying to cheat me, as potentially he found out I lost my shtar. Keep in mind that in a moment we will read a Rashbam, where the Rashbam brings down three different pshatim as to Shimon's taina when he stated that shtar zaifu, that it is a forged shtar, and the Rashbam will explain exactly what type of document this was. And the Gemara tells us, Amar Rabba, that Rabba stated, Malay Lashaka, that Shimon didn't have to lie, and if he wanted, he could have claimed that this shtar was a valid shtar, as Reuven didn't have any way to prove that this was a forged shtar, and if Shimon wanted to lie, he could have just stated that it's a valid shtar, and he would have won, and even though that Shimon actually admitted that this shtar is a shtar zaifa, l'maisa, he should win based on amigu, but Amalei Rabbi Yosef, who was a friend and a chava of Rabba, and the Gemara in Masechtas Brachos and Daf Samach Dal tells us that it was a question as to who should be the Rashiva, and Rabba became the Rashiva prior to Rabbi Yosef, but ultimately they were chaverim, and Rabbi Yosef said to his friend Rabba, while it's true, you may say it is amigu, but ultimately amigu just says that we should believe him with his current taina, and on my samchis, you will be soimichon a high shtara on the actual shtar that Shimon produced, and high shtara chas b'amahu l'maisa, we know that this shtar is a forgery and is only a shard of earthenware, and therefore certainly Shimon cannot win based on this shtar, even though he has a migu, and ultimately, as we will see in the Rashbam, it's a migu b'makam edim, and therefore you can't pass like Shimon. Let us see the Rashbam and Dibur Maskel shtar zayfahu perish rach lav shtar zayfah mamish, that not mamish a forged shtar el kamoy shtar zayfah, that Shimon stated that it's similar to a forged shtar shalei nichtav b'mechirazu, as it wasn't written as a deed for the sale, u'mayniu shtar mono dehu batal. We are talking about a scenario where Reuven and Shimon contemplated a certain transaction and they wrote a deed, and although the deal wasn't consummated, but Reuven gave this deed to Shimon based on his trust of Shimon that Shimon will not use this deed, and ultimately Shimon now is using this deed in order to prove that he owned this property, and although the deed was signed properly and it's not actually a forgery, and therefore Reuven would not be able to prove that this deed is a forgery, however ultimately Reuven never gave this to Shimon as a finalized transaction, and therefore this deed really is le'mayel le'mered and is not a proper document. And as Rashbam continues, mi lav da oidi b'tanosi de tevei de shtar zayfu lav kol kamine sharei eidim akirin chasim zideim umshemochi amrabba ma'ali l'shaka v'lei mishtar ma'ali havali v'irkas le'ma hai shtar lav zayfu, he should just tell you that this shtar is not a forgery, they have a boy l'kuma m'kayim le, as if he wanted to be m'kayim de chasim zideim, he would have been able to verify their signatures since they actually signed this document. Rashbam continues with the second shot, inami iklefushe zayfi shtar mezuyif mamish, that in chenami means that it was actually a forged shtar, that Shimon actually forged this document so well, and even the Edim could not tell the difference between the actual signatures and these signatures, and kesvurim chasim sedemi umakayim masashtar v'hilkach matzalakayim masashtar v'leim mishtarim aliyu, and therefore you should have a migu inami matzalakayim be'edim shakarim shechasmulai. Or we're discussing a case where the shtar was actually forged, and lemaisa Shimon knows that he could go back to the Edim that actually forged this document for him, and they will actually testify in Bezdin falsely that these are their signatures and it's a valid shtar. And as the Gemara stated, Rabba wanted to say that it is a valid migu, and Rabbi Yosef said that it's not a valid migu, as a ma'akas samchas ha'ishtara, the shnei chazaka leka, and as we explained, because Shimon actually did not use the shada for shnei chazaka, and he didn't use it for 3 years, v'ha'ishtara chasbel amu, and l'maisa, this shtar that he's trying to rely on is a chasbel amu, and is not a valid shtar, the kivin da'idi oidi, v'le'domit l'shama l'shaka shebegemara, sh'shtei tainis yichodos li esemes, and it's not similar to a regular case of migu in the Gemara, where both tainis are possibly true. In that case, certainly we would say amigo. And Rashbam continues, "Avol hocha, dami l'mali l'shaka b'mokem edim, shrei kol that Reuven's entire power and his chazok in this kaka is only through the shtar. The Gemara continues with the 10th scenario, and this case will be exactly like the previous scenario, but instead of discussing ownership of a field, we're discussing a choiv, as who the amalei l'chavrei habli meizuzah the mesikla b'cha v'hashtara, that if Reuven goes to Shimon and says that you owe me $100, and this is the shtar that proves that you owe me $100, and amalei and Shimon responds to Reuven shtar zayfahu, that this note is a forgery, and you therefore don't have a proof that I owe you $100, and gachin lachash leil rabba, so Reuven bent down and whispered to Rabba in shtar zayfahu, while I admit that it's an actual forgery, but me shtar mali havli v'irkas, but I originally did have a valid note against Shimon, and I lost that note, v'amina, and I therefore thought, inkan hai b'yadoi kaldu, at least I'll bring a shtar, and this way I'll be able to collect what's actually rightfully owed to me. And once again, Rabba, and Rabba stated, mali l'shakar, that Reuven had no reason to actually say this, and he didn't have to lie, and he b'ya omale shtar maliyahu, as if he wanted, he could have stated that this note is a valid note, and he would have won. And therefore, when Reuven says that really I did have a valid shtar, and I just lost that shtar, therefore we believe Reuven, and Reuven could collect $100 from Shimon. Once again, Omale Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef responds to Rabba, Amaika Samchas, Ahai Shtara, and Lamaisa, when Reuven is coming with a taina to Shimon, the way that he's trying to collect from Shimon is based on a taina that he has a shtar, and Hai Shtar Chas B'Balmu, and this shtar is like a shard of earthenware, and it's not a valid shtar, and therefore, as we mentioned before, this is a Miku B'Makim Edim, and Miku B'Makim Edim Lo Yaminon. The Gemara continues, Om Rav Ida Ba'Ovin, Hilchus Kavasi Rabba Ba'arov, Hilchus Kavasi Rabbi Yosef Bezuzei, Rav Ida Ba'Ovin was Mesupik, Huta Pasuk like, and therefore he said, the Halacha follows Rabba in our first case, and the Halacha follows Rabbi Yosef in the second case, B'Negei of the note. And in reality, Rav Ida Ba'Ovin was actually Pasuking, Hamaisu Mechaveir Olav Raya, and as the Gemara explains, Hilchus Rabba Ba'arov, that in our first case, we will Pasuk like Rabba, and we would actually say that Shimon has a right to the Kaka, the Hechad Kaima Aratekum, since at this point Shimon was in the Kaka and utilizing the Sada, therefore we would say, Hamaitzim Mechabel of Raya, and if Reuven wants to get rid of Shimon, then he has to bring the Raya that the Halacha would not be like Rabbi Yosef, and we would say that this is a case of Migo Makam Edim. However, the Hilchus Kavasi, the Rabbi Yosef Bezuzei, the Hechad Kaima Zuzei Lukme, and the Halacha follows Rabbi Yosef in the case of the note, as Lamaisa, since at this point Shimon has the $100 in his pocket, and Shimon is Muxik on $100, therefore we can't force Shimon to pay Reuven, and we say to Reuven, Hamaitzim Mechabel of a raya, and if you want to actually win this case, you would have to bring a raya that the halacha follows Rabba, and you would be able to rely on Amigu. Ayin Rashbam in the third of the middle wide lines, where he states, "V'afagav de'paskin halacha rabbeisa besada inu mechsa." And even though later in Masechtas Bava Basra and Afkuf Yudalid, the Gemara will state that we pass on rabbeisiv by three cases by sada inu mechsa, mechlal de bekula Gemara halacha Rabba v'lik rabbeisiv, and it's mashum by all other cases that halacha follows Rabba and not rabbeisiv. The halacha paskin and rabbeisiv, and over here Rav Ida Ba'Oven says, Halach Kavos Rabbi Yosef Bezuzei. However, the Rashbam states, Loi Kasha, the Habach Bukto Nami Paskin and Karabo, then this machlek is between Rabbi Yosef and Rabba, we also pass on Karabo, and therefore it must be that we're not Paskin Bivadai, and we're only Paskin Bisafik. And when the Gemara stated that we Paskin like Rabbi Yosef, Besada in Mechza, it just meant that there are only three places where we Vadai Paskin like Rabbi Yosef, and we don't Paskin like Rabba, but certainly there could be a case where there's a Safik who to Paskin like, and certainly in some scenarios we could Paskin like Rabbi Yosef based on a cloud of Amitzim Mechza. All of Haraya, and let's see Tesis do Maschal, the Hilchasakavose, the Rabba Ba'aro, Rabbeinu Shmuel Pirish, the Mesafkale Kamana Chasa. We have a suffix as to who to Paskin like, and therefore, in the first case of our Gemara, Benegea Sada, we actually Paskin for Shimon as we Paskin Hamaitse Mechaber of Haraya, and at this point, Shimon is Muchsik in the Kaka as he is using the Kaka, and Tesis is bothered that Lacharya we see in the Gemara Mesafkas Ksubis that the Murakama is considered the Muchsik, as even though he's not actually using the Kaka, but since he's the Murakama, so he's considered the Muxik, and how could it be in our Gemara we consider Shimon the Muxik if Shimon is not the Marakama? Taisus explains that when do we say that the Marakama is considered Muxik, Hosom have a tray or tray, commanded a snow dummy, and it's as if we don't have any Edim, V'ukme Ara Bechesis Marakama, Avalhochad Mesafkal and Dina command, but over here we have a Shaila as to who to Paskin like, Hosom Lashayach Kulihai Lamema, Ukme Achesis Marakama. Over here we can't say that we should place the Sada in the Chazaka Marakama, V'noitzi Miyad Muxik, and take it away from the person that's actually Muxik physically in the Kaka, then Taisus states v'deichaku and still shver as to exactly the difference between our Gemara and the Gemara Maseches Ksubis Ayin Shom. And the Gemara now continues with its 11th scenario. Ahu Arva de Amalei Leleva Havli Meizuzi to Brati Lamalbe Lavach, Bahashtara, in a case where Reuben lent $100 to Shimon and Levi became the guarantor, and as Rashbam states that he was an Aro Kablin, that we're talking about a case where at the time that Reuben lent him money to Shimon, he told Shimon and Levi that I could collect my chayiv either from Shimon or from Levi, and I don't first have to go to Shimon. And Lamaisa Levi, who was the guarantor, goes to Shimon and he says that I paid Reuben on your behalf, and now you owe me $100, and I have proof that I paid Reuben, as Lamaisa he gave me the note, and this is the original note that Reuben provided me, which clearly stated that you owe Reuben $100. And Amalei and Shimon respond to Levi, La Paraticha, that didn't I pay you the $100 back already, and I don't owe you this $100? And Amalei and Levi respond to Shimon, La Hadrisha Kosinuminai, that right after you gave me the $100, you actually borrowed $100 from me once again, and you still owe me $100. As Rashbam says, Chumishalei Paratadami, and therefore Levi claims to Shimon that it's as if you didn't pay me, and therefore it is still a valid note. The Levi Lehoidle Bekach, and Lemaisa Levi is not Moider, that he reborrowed this $100, and therefore Levi says, I don't owe you $100. And the Gemara tells us, Shulchan Rav Idi Ba'oven L'Kameid Abaya, Rav Idi Ba'oven sent the Shaila to Abaya, Kahai Gav Namai, what would be Halacha in this case? And Shulchan Rav Abaya, and Abaya sent back to Rav Idi Ba'oven, Maiti Boile, that certainly you shouldn't be asking the Shaila, as you were actually the man the Omar that said that we have a suffix if we should pass like Rav Yosef or pass like Rabbo, and therefore you said, Halacha is Hamitzi Mechbe Rav Raya, and as the Gemara states, Ha'iyu the Omar, Hilchas Kabasi Rab Ba'ara, Hilchas Kabasi Rav Yosef Bezuzai, the Hech the Ukme Zuzai Lukmai, and since Levi is trying to collect the $100 from Shimon, so certainly Levi is the Mitzvah Mechaveri, and Levi has to bring a raya that Shimon owes him this $100, and otherwise the psak will be like Shimon, and Shimon wouldn't have to pay this $100 to Levi or to this Arev. Rashbam points out that why would it be that Rav Idi Ba'oven would actually ask the Shaila, and what was Rav Idi Ba'oven's Havmina? And Zokta Rashbam, three lines from where Rashbam gets widest, the Baskin and Rav Yosef, as this case is not similar to the case of Shtar Milva, where we pass like Rav Yosef, the Hasam Moida Hoya Balashtar, Shishtar Acha Hoya Levi Nevad, Veloka Chazel, Yes Biodil Ischus, as in that case, certainly the Malva was actually Moida, that he lost the original Shtar, and this is actually a forged Shtar, and it's not actually a valid Shtar, as this Shtar wasn't written for this actual loan, and as Rashbam states, Vo'isim Mizuyev Hu Mamish, Loi Nichtav Al Milva Zeh, Hilka Chivsid, the Hecha Dekai Mizuzi Tekim, Avahacha Loi Hoy La'ur, Shtar Acha Ma'ilim Kiyim Zeh, but in this case, the guarantor only had the Shtar, the Hilka Afagav the Perinu, that even though Shimon claims that he paid him back, and Reuven agrees that Shimon paid him back, but Kivin Dahad Shaklinu, but since Levi claims that Shimon took the money back, Kivloi Perinu Dami, it's as if Shimon never paid Levi, and the Chayiv Leparai, and therefore Rav Idi Ba'oven had a Havmina, that certainly in this case, Shimon should have to pay Levi, Oy Dilma, but Rav Idi Ba'oven actually had another tzad, that maybe in this case, it would be Pashut, that Shimon should not have to pay Levi at all, that become Mokhan Moidu Shaparai, as since Levi is masking that Shimon paid him back, V'kai Malon, Shtash Lovay Parai, Ein Echiz V'loivay, Shekvad Nimcha Shibudai, V'haishtar Chas V'amu, and therefore certainly over here, all would agree that Shimon would be Potter. L'maisa Abai responded to Rav Idi Ba'oven that there is no chiluk between this case and the previous case, and as Rashbam states, V'abai Mashvalit L'haishtar K'shtar D'ayir Be'i Rav Rav Yosef, then in this case, this star is similar to the star of Rav Rav Yosef, V'omar, Kivin the Moid Ha'or of the Para, El Hod of Shaklin Al Hanazuze, Afal Pisha Shtar Biyad Ha'or of Lim Chavina L'Loiv L'Shtumei, Kehim Pish Rach, V'linura, the Huadin L'Zayfa Mamish, Ayin Shom. However, the Gemara continues that even though we just paskin that since Shimon has the money, therefore the dinner is Hamaitzim Mechavei Al Vraya, and Levi cannot once again collect from Shimon, but V'hani Mili, but when did we say this psak? The Amalei Hadris is Fasinu Minoi, where Levi admitted that Shimon actually paid back the $100 to him, and he just claimed that Shimon went and borrowed the money once again. And as Rashbam states, the Arav Gufei Moido, Shashtar Shabiyodi Nimchel Shibudai, that even Levi is Moido, that the Shtar that's in his hand, the Shibud was already Nimchal, and it was already paid off. And therefore, in this case, we will say, Hamaitzim Mechavei Al Vraya, and Shimon doesn't have to pay Levi. However, the Gemara continues, Aval Amalei, but if Levi actually says to Shimon, Hadrasinu Nalech, Machmas Davishai Vesupki, although I agree that you paid me the $100, but I immediately gave you back the $100, and not because you wanted to borrow it from me, but because I wasn't happy with the coins that you gave me, and for example, they were rubbed out and worn out, or they were rusty and they were too red, and therefore people wouldn't take them, and the coins weren't over l'secha, so akati isla shibudu d'shtara, then Levi never said that this shtar is not valid, and Levi is actually saying that the original shtar and the original shibud is still on Shimon, and therefore the din would be that Shimon would still be chayiv, as this shtar is a valid shtar, and as Rashbam states, u'chi'ilu toyen loy pratoni dami, and as if Levi is claiming to Shimon that he never paid back the $100 to me, and therefore we wouldn't pass him habitzim. mechaber over raya, and we will stop over here.